Kamala Harris to Multinational Corporations, Invest in Guatemala. By John Binder on June 7, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris is asking the chief executives of the world's largest multinational corporations to invest in the country of Guatemala. During a speech in Guatemala on Monday, Harris urged corporate executives to make investments in the region to help President Joe Biden's administration drive down illegal immigration levels that have exploded since he took office. "I will also continue to work with CEOs around the world to encourage investment in Guatemala. And, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you on that," Harris said. "As I shared with you in Washington, D.C., I recently convened some of our biggest CEOs who have a profound interest, for many reasons, on supporting the work that happens here and the work that can happen here in Guatemala to, again, uplift folks who may have been overlooked or neglected, but also uplift the natural capacity and resources of this beautiful country," emphasis added. Last month, Harris invited executives from Kobabi, Microsoft, Nespresso, MasterCard, and other corporations to ask them to invest in creating jobs in Central America. Harris said, "Today, we are launching our call to action for businesses to invest in the Northern Triangle. I believe that the businesses, and particularly our private business sector, have a very significant role to play, as we all know, in creating jobs and promoting economic opportunity," emphasis added. "Today, close to 16 million Americans remain jobless in the U.S., but all want full-time jobs with high wages and competitive benefits. In addition, about 5.3 million Americans are underemployed but also want full-time work. Despite being put in charge of managing the nation's illegal immigration crisis, which began after President Joe Biden signed a series of executive orders gutting enforcement of federal immigration law, Harris has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border." As Breitbart News reported this month, many Democrats have now joined Republican lawmakers in requesting that Harris visit the southern border. In April, federal immigration officials encountered nearly 180,000 border crossers, an almost 945% increase in illegal immigration compared to the same time last year. The Biden administration is releasing tens of thousands of border crossers into the U.S. interior, putting them in hotels before flying them on commercial domestic flights into U.S. cities. At the current pace, analysis projects 1.2 million illegal aliens to reach the U.S. this year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.